Now, the rest of the story. It was the dead of night in the waning August of 1944. The German-occupied French port city of Brest was quiet. But the Nazis were restless. They were made uneasy by something in the silence. There had been rumors of a huge Allied force in the vicinity. No evidence of it yet, except for that inexplicable electricity and the otherwise gentle night breezes. And then suddenly the tar pit blackness was shattered by a dazzling flash, and soon after a great explosion. General Hermann von Ramke, the German commander at Brest, clenched his fist at his side. The Americans, so close he said he could feel the heat from their tank treads. Already sworn to stand and fight, von Ramke now dreaded the consequences of that decision. More flashes, more explosions. So this was more than a few hundred infantry out there in the dark countryside. It was at least a battalion, perhaps even an entire division. What would happen to his own unit, von Ramke wondered, should the Americans unleash a full-scale artillery barrage? And then followed more angry sounds of war. The roaring engines of armored vehicles, the clashing and the grinding of gears, the barking of orders, the counter-orders just beneath intelligibility, and the sounds were growing louder. Surely the Americans were now no more than 500 yards away. The Germans opened fire. Still the Americans advanced. And then for some utterly unknown reason, those same Allied troops which had so threatened the Germans seemed slowly to retreat. Von Ramke ordered reconnaissance at first light. I want to know everything, he demanded. Numbers, positions, everything. Before mid-morning, the German reconnaissance detail returned with some startling information. There were many more Americans out there than had previously been believed. At least two tank battalions, one field artillery battalion, hundreds of vehicles, tons of hardware, surely tens of thousands of men to operate them. Von Ramke turned pale. He had committed his own troops to stand their ground, but now, with all his heart, he wished he could surrender the French city to the Allies. On successive nights, the same thing happened. An American threat, always followed by a mysterious retreat. But finally, in mid-September, the Germans, with their nerves rubbed raw, jangled to incapacity, were driven from the French port of Brest. And a sizable portion of the credit belongs to the Americans who drove the Nazis crazy. Thought to have been two tank battalions and an artillery battalion who were, in fact, a division of ghosts. The 23rd Headquarters Special Troops were not fighting troops at all, but rather an army of life-size rubber inflatable tanks and trucks and rubber inflatable planes and guns and soldiers, a phony force made to look real with harmless flash canisters, made to sound real with fake radio traffic and amplified recordings of real war. A history student might ask, what happened to the Germans at Brest? They were beaten. And they were beaten by an army that wasn't there. That is the rest of the story.